What is up, my beautiful listeners? It's your girl Bree, and you're listening to Bible Lab 450. Today, we're going to be talking about the Bible, so let's get to it. Okay, so we all know that we're dealing with this global pandemic, aka the coronavirus. And if you don't know what the coronavirus is or how it's affecting our world, just turn on the news, because it is absolutely everywhere. So I understand that a lot of people are worrying and we're full of anxiety and stuff. And if you're kind of like a typical teenage person, you've been on TikTok. Now, I don't know what your feed looks like, but on my feed, I've been getting a lot of 2 Chronicles 7:13 through 14. Like, it's been proclaimed and it's like been prophesized already that all of this is already going to happen. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about 2 Chronicles 7:13 through 14, and I'm going to kind of develop an understanding of what this verse is saying, what it means for us, and what it's telling us to do. So just to start off, we're going to read 2 Chronicles 7:13 through 14, and basically it says, "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Now, the reason why this verse is such a big deal and everyone's like, oh my gosh, this has so much to do with our time right now, is because when it says that when God shuts up the heaven and there is no rain, he's basically referring to the wildfires in Australia. And then when he says he will command locusts to devour the land, he's referring to the locust plague in Africa. And then when he's saying that he will send a pestilence, in other versions it says a pandemic among my people, he's basically referring to the coronavirus. So that's why this verse has to do so much with our time right now. So without further ado, let's go ahead and break it down. Now, we can pick up two main things from this verse. Basically, and we get an affirmation of who we are and our identity in Christ. And because we are in Christ, we get the second part where it's telling us what we need to do. And those basic two important points are the importance of power in prayer and our identity in Christ. So the first thing we're going to talk about is our identity in Christ, because, you know, you need to understand that before you understand the power of prayer. So as a child of God, you are promised God's protection. And like, you have to think about it. You read all these Bible stories and there's all these great victorious stories about how the men of the Bible and the men and women of the Bible had faith in God and he protected them. There's Daniel in the lion's den, there's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then there's like countless more others. So like, you being a child of God, you are protected. And God promises his abundant, everlasting, amazing, absolutely amazing peace. He promises his peace for you as a child of God. So when we read in Philippians 4:6, Paul is telling us to be anxious for nothing, absolutely nothing. Like, don't be anxious about getting the virus, because God's got you. Okay, so when we read Philippians 4:6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." So basically, Paul is saying that if we are anxious about nothing, but instead we pray about everything and we continue to ask God to help us and to fulfill us, God's peace will automatically come to us. Be anxious about nothing. So, as we move on what we're called to do, like, as Christians, or like who we are, and adding to our identity in Christ, when we go to Hebrews 12:26 through 27, It says, "Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake, not only the earth, but also heaven." Now this, yet once more, dictates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So this is basically saying that if we were to apply this verse to our time right now, God is basically shaking the earth, figuratively. And basically, he's saying that everything that is sturdy and has and is built on a firm foundation will not be destroyed and it will not be shaken. But those things that are not built on a strong foundation will fall and die away. And he's saying that the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. Therefore, anything founded on his kingdom or on God will not fall. So as a child of God, if we have a faith founded on the kingdom of God and his word, we will not be shaken. Therefore, keep that in mind during the season of uncertainty, during this coronavirus pandemic. If you are founded in Christ, you will not be shaken. So cast all your worries on him. He will take care of it. So now that we've figured out who we are as a child of God and our promises and what we do if we do that, let's talk about the importance and the power of prayer. So the importance and power of prayer is so important because prayer is powerful. God yearns to listen to you. Like, he's always listening and he promises that he does hear your prayers. In Matthew 7:7-11, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" So, let's break this down a little. So, first of all, Jesus promises that if you ask for something, it will be given to you. There's something that you need to know. Now, I'm not saying that if you go and pray and you're like, "God, give me a motorcycle," and then boom, you get a motorcycle. Because God has 3 ways of answering our prayers, and trust me, I know this from experience. He either says yes, he either says no, or he says wait. So, if we pray, just know that God will answer our prayers, but sometimes he doesn't give us what we ask for. He gives us what's great for us, rather than what's good for us, or what we want, because not all the times that we want something is what's best for us, but only God knows that. Moving on, further down the verse, Jesus talks about the man's son asking for bread and him giving him stone, or if his son asks for a fish and his father giving him a serpent. Like, that sounds absolutely ridiculous. And then when Jesus says that if you being evil, okay, this, we are bad. We're not perfect, and yet we still know how to give good gifts. So just imagine what kind of gift he has the ability to give us. And this is just from asking. And this just shows the power of prayer. That if we ask God to give our doctors knowledge, to find the cure, to help us get through this season of uncertainty, and, you know, just to be there with us during this time, he will. And he might just give us more than what we ask for. That's exactly what he tells us to do in 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. He says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." But we have to pray. What if God brought this coronavirus pandemic to just let us slow down and give us the opportunity to just grow closer with him? What if God wanted to use this so that we can come back to him? Because if this 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 verse is true, this is basically saying that we have gone away from God. So he's giving us the opportunity to slow down realize what's important to us, and turn back to Him. And that's what's amazing, because God is a God of second chances. So here's His chance that He's giving us for Him to grow closer to Him. So as we end, I want to end with this. So in the beginning of 2020, God had promised for this year that He would crown this year with His goodness, and His path would drip with abundance. And this is found in Psalm 65:11. This was the word that I received from God in the beginning of this year. And if you guys know God, God keeps His promises. Being in this pandemic does not change that. This year will be full of goodness and it will drip with abundance, but we have to keep our eyes on Him. Because if we focus on the wrong, then how can we see goodness when we're only looking at bad things, you know? So I challenge you guys to use this time to become closer to Him. Read your Bible a little bit more. Do some devotionals. Pray more. We need to pray more, because that's the only way we're going to get out of this. All right? We need to continue to pray. This should be a time of prayer and looking and seeking God, because Jesus promises that if we pray and if we seek God, we will find Him. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Once again, I'm Brianna Daniel, and we'll see you next week.